Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up. Today, we're going to discuss something that's extremely important in my world. As the prepper guy I am, and a safety Steve, as my coworkers kind of refer to me, a big thing for me is situational awareness and safety. Combine that with the way the world's going lately, and it leads me to want to discuss with adults, because I often witness many, many people, not just adults, regular people, children, older adults, walking around completely unaware of where they are, their situational and environmental awareness.
So we're going to give you some tips on how to stay safe and be aware in public situations.
First thing is you need to think about where you're going. Like, there's things that you should do to make sure your situational awareness begins before you go out the door. When you're making your plans, think about what even is the weather. Are you prepared for the weather to go out? When you're making your plans with your friends, you want to plan your route. If it's possible, familiarize yourself with the area you'll be going to. If you've never been there before, there's easy ways to do some recon. You could just look at Google Maps Street View and get an idea what the area looks like. Right. Know the general direction and have a rough idea where you're going.
Right. And if it's going to rain, grab yourself an umbrella or a raincoat. If it's going to be cold and you're going to be outside, make sure you have a hat and gloves. Just get yourself prepared.
And inform someone else of what your plans are so that they know. And as a parent, I can tell you our own children often were bothered by that. Many times we just wanted to know so that if something happened, we knew where to start looking.
Someone knows where you are and you don't come back, they know where to start looking.
Charge your phone. Ensure it's fully charged. And yes, one of our four lovely angels is very well known for walking out of the house with 10% of his battery. But it's important, and it actually can be a life-saving for you or for somebody else thing. Get your phone charged, so if you need to call for help or if you need to use any of the services on your phone, you can.
Have some of your emergency contacts ready. Meaning if you put a piece of paper in your pocket with an emergency contact phone number or two, that's okay because you'll have it on you if someone takes your phone.
Right. Think about it. How many phone numbers do you remember today? The missus and I grew up in a time when we could tell you everybody's phone number because we didn't have cell phones. But today, sometimes I have a hard time coming up with my own parents' phone number because right. It's all stored.
We're so used to just looking up the name and pressing the button, not dialing the actual number.
Make sure you carry your ID and cash with you when you go out places.
There's a way to put contacts in your phone, just so you guys are aware. That if you have an emergency contact and it's someone like your mom, your sister, your best friend, just somebody important that needs to know where you are if something happens to you, if when you save their contact into your phone, you put the initials ICE, ICE, in capital letters before their name, that will notify a lot of people that, you know, emergency people that need to go through your phone to reach a contact. That is your in case of emergency person.
And some phones even have a setting that'll let that be accessible outside of your screen lock. So if something really bad happens and you can't unlock it, the police or the EMS people might be able to get to it.
So we're going to talk about enhancing your situational awareness while you're out of the house.
Always pay attention to your surroundings. This is the most critical tip. Looking down at your phone or getting distracted, looking for where you're going, can really be hampering you to your situational awareness. Actively observe people and what's happening around you. Don't be engrossed in your phone. Look up and scan regularly. in law enforcement and military, you'll hear a term, keep your head on a swivel. And we're not saying you have to be that anxious or in tune, but make sure you're looking and knowing what's going on around you. How many videos have we watched on TikTok or on Facebook of, frankly, idiots that fall into fountains and other silly things because they're looking down at their phones? Imagine if that was a mugger looking for a victim. If you're that checked out of your environment, you're easy pickings.
So like he said, limit your distractions, things like looking at your phone. I have walked up to people and started a conversation, looked at them, and they still weren't aware that I was right next to them talking to them because they were so engrossed on what was on their screen at the time. But also, if you're listening to music, you're going for a run, do it with one earbud, not both, so you can still hear what's going on around you. If you're having a deep conversation with someone, just, you know, pay attention to the noises and sounds that are coming close to you.
Also, with earbuds, there may be a setting on newer generation ones that allow things to come through. Like if somebody's yelling, it'll mute your audio so that you can hear and stay situationally aware. So maximize the use of your technology to give you better a situation awareness. Trust your gut. Sometimes you just get the spidey sense that something isn't right where you're about to walk or where you're about to drive. Trust that feeling and make alternate plans. If a situation or person makes you feel uneasy or uncomfortable, trust that feeling and remove yourself from that situation. Don't worry about being rude. Your safety is more important. The first rule of avoiding these situations is to not get in these situations. Don't make yourself a victim.
Make eye contact. Briefly making eye contact with people around you can signal that you're aware of their presence and can deter people that are trying to catch you off guard.
Certainly, walk with confidence. Project an air of confidence by walking upright with your head up at a steady to quick pace. If people think you know where you're going, you look like you belong there, they're much less likely to mess with you. It makes you appear much less vulnerable.
Be aware of all of your exits. When you enter a public space like a restaurant, a store, a venue, take a minute and just look around at where the exits are, because if something happens, there's some sort of catastrophic event or an emergency, you know that there are certain places that you can go instead of spinning around, being confused and taking more time. Know where the exits are, head directly to them.
That's very important because your closest exit may not be the way you came in. Most terrible incidents that occur, large loss of life fires, active shooter things, people panic and head for the way they came in, which may in fact be the furthest exit from where you are. Let's think about it for a minute. You walk into a movie theater, you've gone through the main lobby, you've gotten your snacks, you walk all the way down the hall, and you go into Theater 22 to watch Unicorn Cotton Candy 12. There's going to be exits in that theater. You don't have to go all the way back to that front door. And believe me, it could save a lot of lives by knowing those other exits.
Listen to what's happening around you. So pay attention to sounds around you. Unusual noises, shouting, alarms, they could indicate there's a problem. If you hear loud pops or bangs, go away from the sound.
Be mindful in crowds. In crowded areas, be aware of people bumping into you or getting too close. Keep your valuables secure. For several reasons, you could get trampled if it's enough of a crowd, like happens at sporting events or religious events across the world. Or you could just be a victim of a pickpocket person that you weren't aware was going to happen if you're not situationally aware.
Right. And it's a lot easier to take your money out of a pocket that it's hanging out of than it is out of your shoe.
Now, with interacting with others, there's some basic rules here also. Be wary of strangers. Be cautious of strangers who approach you with overly friendly or urgent requests, especially if they ask you to go to a secondary location. Don't fall for the come help me find my puppy line or anything like that. Overly cheesy, but that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Don't overshare your personal information. There's a reason it's called personal information. Avoid giving out things like your address, your phone number, where you live, where you work, if you're married, if you're single, who you're in a relationship with, if you have children. These are all things that you really should know someone a little bit before you start giving out this information, because if they're not a good person, now they know where you live.
Know your limits when it comes to alcohol and other substances. As a good general rule, you don't want to get overly intoxicated or inebriated in public to begin with, but being under the influence can impair your judgment and make you more vulnerable. Think about it. You're more likely to agree with some silly request a stranger makes if you're a little touched.
Stick with your friends. If you're out with your friends, stay together. Look out for each other. Have a plan on what to do if you get separated. So don't be the last person to leave a party if you came with 10 other people. They're going, even though you're not ready, maybe it's just time to go. Putting yourself in a situation where you're alone makes you a target.
Take it from the last guy to leave most parties when I was back in my heyday. It's safer to leave. And you have fewer regrets, too.
There's so much technology available to help you with this. You can use location sharing apps. A lot of times, if you're feeling a little uncomfortable or something happens, you can share your location with your emergency contact.
We use Life 360 in this family. At first, it was so much drama. You guys would have loved it. We don't use it to stalk our children or each other. Turns out they use it to stalk us.
They do.
We just wanted a technology so if something happened, we knew where they were. But it has already been a useful thing. One day, I happened to notice that one of my children was stopped along his route somewhere due to Life 360, and then I found out he was in a car accident at that location. So it does help out.
Right. And I occasionally check if they're coming home for dinner, how far away they are, so that I know when to put, you know, dinner on the table.
But I guarantee you, all of our children know exactly where we are.
At every given moment.
Boy, did it backfire. If you're a senior adult, just know that that's going to happen.
Yeah, we took our son to the city and we were walking around and letting him and his friend, you know, see some of the sights. And we got a phone call mid-tour. Why are you in New York City?
What are you doing in Times Square?
Because apparently they stalk us more than we stalk them.
We already talked about have your emergency contact information easily available on the phone. I would also add, and we briefly hit it, keep a contact card in your wallet or in your purse so that if your phone is gone, there is a way for somebody to get in touch with somebody because your driver's license doesn't give us any of that information. Utilize some safety apps. There's a ton of them out there, and there's features even in, like Uber has features in it, Lyft has features in it. So you're going to want to look into and use those apps to increase your safety. Some of them are just panic buttons. Others are to check the PIN of the driver so you're not body snatched by a fake Uber driver. So use those apps to the fullest.
Okay, some general safety practices. When you're out, walk in well-lit areas. Avoid walking alone in the dark or deserted areas, especially at night. Stick to well-lit and populated streets.
Avoid walking alone at night, if possible. I know that's difficult, especially as an adult, because in my own life and in my family, I know for some reason young adults are like moths to flames and nightlife is a big deal, but you don't want to go down. It's almost akin to getting gas station sushi. Bad plan. When you're walking past that dark alley, don't be enticed to take the shortcut. So stay in the well-lit areas. Make sure you're with a friend. I carry in my everyday carry equipment a flashlight, but we all have a flashlight if we have a smartphone. So don't be afraid to turn on light. Light is your friend. Shadows are where the bad guys can hang.
Now, it depends on where you live and what you can carry with you. But if you find yourself having to be in situations often that you're walking alone, you can Google. There's personal safety alarms. They emit a really loud sound that gets people's attention, potentially deter someone that's bothering you or attacking you. You can carry things like a keychain pepper spray if it's allowed, you know, where you live. There's a lot of things that you can go out there and look for that will help you and, you know, get some attraction, some attention.
Another thing that can be done is learn basic self-defense. I highly recommend it, but also on that topic, if you're carrying a personal safety alarm or if you're carrying pepper spray or OC spray, you need to get trained in how to use it.
And don't try it on yourself. Seriously, I did that. It's terrible. My child also did that. It's terrible. I thought I would see how it sprays, if it's a mist or a spray or a squirt. I was in college. I walked up to a tree. I was all of 2 feet away. I sprayed it, and it squirted like a hose and splashed right back in my face.
Well, I'm no better. I once had a gopher that dug a hole in our front yard, and much like Bill Murray, it was me and the gopher at war. I found out bear spray, which for people that aren't around it, is a stronger version of pepper spray. And if you are looking in the gopher hole that you spray the bear spray into, at a distance of roughly 2 feet, you're going to find out that pepper spray in bear spray is very sticky and you get very stuck with it.
So by being proactive and practicing these tips, young adults can significantly enhance their situational awareness and safety in public spaces. It's about trusting your instincts and taking the right precautions. We're not saying be nervous and anxious and don't want to go places by yourself. Just be aware and do the things you need to do to keep yourself safe.
So we hope that these tips have helped a little bit. And there is so much more that you could learn about situational awareness, staying safe, self-defense. There's tons and tons of resources out there on the internet for you. You can easily look up and make yourself better at it. Now, things like self-defense training, you can not only get it as part of your situational awareness and safety in your mindset, it can also be something that helps you towards your fitness goals and character development, and it can help you build more resiliency. I personally have done a couple different styles of martial arts over the years. I thoroughly enjoy them. Maybe someday when I grow up, I'll go back.
And just remember, look out for yourself. Look out for your friends. Look out for your family. Take these few steps to keep yourself safe and hopefully, you know, never be the victim of crime. Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.